Fabrizio Perry does economics research at the Minneapolis Federal Reserve. He says increasing COVID infection rates show that the government needs more tools than personal responsibility to fight the pandemic.
A lot of people do not take into consideration the effect that their actions have on others. You know, that's just the reality of things.
Perry says government should keep telling people to wash their hands, socially distance, and wear masks.
But that's not enough. You need to do a little bit more in order to prevent these outcomes. And the question now, what do you want to do? And this is the hardest thing.
So Perry and his colleagues dove into the economic data. They had a question to answer.
Can you actually try to stop economic activity with the minimal possible cost and with the highest possible payoff in terms of saving lives and reducing the number of infections?
Their research shows most workers can be classified as high or low contact. Low contact workers interact mostly with the same people every day. Many factory workers fall into this category. So do office workers. Some of them can even work from home. In low contact settings, a virus tends to stay within the group and die out. On the other hand, high contact workers are in places like gyms, theaters, salons, restaurants, bars, and retail businesses. They usually cannot work from home, and they interact with new people every day.
And that works to spread the virus super fast and super efficient.
Perry says government should identify high contact workplaces with the lowest economic output. They should pay those business owners and workers during a temporary, targeted business shutdown.
You could cut the numbers a ton. And so it's unfortunate that has not been done.
Perry and his colleagues ran a simulation of their proposal on the greater New York City area. They estimate that from early March to May, a smart shutdown could have prevented 300,000 COVID-19 cases, and economic output would have increased by 1%. But what about now, with increasing COVID cases in South Dakota and other states? Is it too late for what Fabrizio Perry calls a smart shutdown?
Absolutely not.
He says the approach could start now and end by the spring if the government deploys promising vaccines to the general public by then. He says a smart shutdown could save lives this winter.
Most estimates of the fraction of people who caught COVID are about 10%. So you still have 90% of the population susceptible.
Since the first day of fall, South Dakota's COVID deaths have quadrupled. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.